With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. The White House is taking President Donald Trump's beef against Senator John Tester to Montana's airwaves. White House Legislative Affairs Director Mark Short called into the radio program Montana Talks today to criticize Montana's senior senator for voting against Trump's Supreme Court and cabinet picks. Short says Trump may even take the feud to the Democrats' home turf. He says the president's staff is trying to find time in his schedule for a trip to Montana. Trump blames Tester for scuttling the confirmation of his choice to head the Department of Veterans Affairs, Ronnie Jackson. Three Billings police officers who were disciplined for having sex with a civilian department employee on city property argue that releasing their names would give them a bad reputation and affect their ability to do their jobs. Police Chief Rich St. John confirmed the suspensions last month. The officers are asking a judge to keep their names private, noting that they did not break any laws. The Billings Police Department did make the civilian employee's name public. And a former Washington deputy has been given a 3-year deferred sentence after he drove through a crash scene and led police on a chase in western Montana while inebriated. Authorities say the former deputy with the Stevens County Sheriff's Office drove through the scene of a car crash and struck a vehicle in Creston in late November. 29-year-old Brandon Hoover was sentenced last week in Montana for a felony charge of criminal endangerment and a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence. A month and a half after students nationwide walked out of class to advocate for safer schools, some students in Columbia Falls plan to walk out of class tomorrow in support of the Second Amendment. Nikki Willette has more.
Braxton Shewalter is a senior at Columbia Falls High School organizing the Stand for the Second walkout scheduled for 10 a.m.
This walkout is necessary because the students who didn't walk out on March 14th, you know, because they support gun rights and whatnot, they deserve to have their own walkout voicing their opinions and what they believe in.
On March 14th, about 50 Columbia Falls High School students reportedly participated in the National Walkout Day to honor the victims of the Parkland, Florida school shooting and advocate for safer schools. Statewide, hundreds of other students walked out against gun violence. Shewalter led a counter walkout of about 60 students that day, honoring the victims while supporting private gun ownership. Wednesday's Stand for the Second is a nationwide 16-minute school walkout initiated by a New Mexico high school student and backed by the Tea Party Patriots. Students at Columbia Falls plan to dedicate 4 minutes to speeches and hold 12 minutes of silence for soldiers who've died in combat. It's the only Montana event listed. The Stand for the Second walkout will be the fourth pro-gun rally Shewalter has led in response to other youth-organized events calling for stricter gun regulations. Columbia Falls High School administrators could not be reached for comment. More information about the nationwide pro-Second Amendment events is available on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Glacier National Park will begin opening park waters to boaters in the next few weeks, with beefed-up inspection requirements put in place after invasive mussels were first detected in Montana in 2016. Inspection stations that screen for invasive species will begin opening around Lake McDonald on the west side of the park on May 12th. East side waters and inspection stations will open June 1st. Gas-powered boats must complete a 30-day dry time before entering Lake McDonald, the only park lake that permits gas-powered engines. Non-motorized boats like kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, and float tubes, and non-trailered boats with electric trolling motors can launch without the 30-day dry time following an inspection. All watercraft must be clean, drained, and dry before inspection, and boaters must stop at every inspection station they encounter. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. One of the country's national park attractions will soon be free of charge. Bighorn Canyon National Recreation Area will be free to enter starting May 25th. Park officials decided to drop the $5 admission price after discovering they were actually losing money by collecting entrance fees. They say Bighorn Canyon spent nearly $100,000 more on collecting entry fees than the sum they collected. Christy Fleming, chief of interpretation for the park, says the time saved from no longer collecting, reconciling, and depositing fees will give the park's interpretive staff the opportunity to spend more time on visitor services. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. Congressman Greg Gianforte says some changes to public lands management he's been pushing for have made it into the draft of the Farm Bill Congress is expected to take up in a couple of weeks. The Farm Bill helps direct the U.S. Forest Service, which is part of the Department of Agriculture. Gianforte says the bill includes so-called categorical exclusions for certain kinds of projects. That means they're excluded from provisions of the National Environmental Policy Act, which were put in place to protect the environment, but can also slow down permitting.
We've added another provision for under categorical exclusions to remove hazardous trees, and also a categorical exclusion to develop recreational facilities on public land.
Conservation groups have criticized the previous Farm Bill passed in 2014 for allowing too many categorical exclusions, including one which allows some timber sales of up to 3,000 acres in size to go forward without Environmental Policy Act review. Gianforte says the new Farm Bill proposes doubling that exclusion to allow timber sales of up to 6,000 acres. Gianforte made the remarks at a Montana Association of Counties meeting in Missoula today. People rafting Idaho's Salmon River this summer will need to find an alternative way to dispose of their waste after officials have discontinued the long-standing disposal method. The Idaho Statesman reports the machines that disposed of human waste were previously placed in Riggins and near North Fork so floaters could empty their portable toilet systems after rafting trips. The city of Riggins informed the Salmon River Ranger District last year that it would no longer accept the waste into its sewer system, citing the many problematic foreign objects. The U.S. Forest Service requires floaters to pack out their human waste on river trips. Forest Service officials say they're working on a solution for next year, but they don't have an option for the upcoming season. I'm Maxine Spire, Montana Public Radio.